This is Bird Note. A house wren sings from deep inside a thicket. With its tail cocked at a jaunty angle, this small brown wren presents us with a classic bird image. That cocked tail, twitching sharply as the house wren scolds, puts an exclamation point on the wren's perky voice and attitude. But wait, there's another bird in that thicket. Another small brown bird firing off a brisk song, its tail up and twitching. Another wren, of course? Not so fast. This song and tail belong to a Lincoln's sparrow. The Lincoln's sparrow also frequently cocks and twitches its tail. Some other sparrows, ones that spend much of their time in dense vegetation, do the same. But it's the wrens that we will always know best for that sporty tail. In fact, the very word wren comes to us intact from Old Norse and Anglo-Saxon languages. It referred specifically to the tiny cocked tail of the only wren of the Old World, once known simply as the wren, now called the Eurasian wren. It's a close cousin of the winter wren and the Pacific wren of the U.S. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.